Well, Jerry, Ernie, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
We're glad to be here.
And Jerry, I guess you want to start a little bit and talk a little bit about Kiwanis. So why don't you go ahead and kind of give us a background on what Kiwanis is and what you guys do as a nationwide club.
Sure. Kiwanis is a global organization of volunteers dedicated to changing the world one child and one community at a time. For over 50 years, the Knoxville Kiwanis Club has been serving the children of Marion County. And in fact, as far as 50 years, we just celebrated our 50th anniversary here in Knoxville. And one of the things that Kiwanis likes to do is to, well, of course, serving children, but is to provide playgrounds for them. And as I've traveled through the country in my different businesses and I drive through different cities and things, I see a lot of communities with Kiwanis Park or Rotary Park or Lions Park. And we didn't have that here in Knoxville. And that's something that I've wanted to do for the last 3 or 4 years. This spring, Ernie Smith came to me and somebody had approached him about us adopting Young's Park. And the more we talked about it, the more we liked the idea. And we started off not knowing where we were going to go, whether we were just going to paint some equipment or replace some equipment. But in the whole scheme of things, as we've talked to the Parks Commission and everything, it's developed into what we can turn into a really great park for Knoxville and make a statement for Knoxville as people come to town here.
Yeah, and I know, Ernie, we've discussed this park before, and you've talked about the idea of implementing it in phases, but this first phase would be a huge improvement on what's there already.
Well, first I'd like to talk a little bit about the history of Young's Park. The city has owned Young's Park since 1972. It came about because the VA wanted some tennis courts for their residents. And so by doing the tennis court, the Department of Interior gave the ground to the city of Knoxville with the idea that it would always be a park. They didn't want it developed. Charles Young was then mayor, and he was pretty instrumental in doing that. He was also a longtime councilman. He was on the task force that went to Minneapolis to get 3M here. He was on the water board, a hometown boy, and they were looking for a name for it, so they thought it was very fitting that it be named Young's Park. For 40 years, the city has been trying to do something with Young's Park. There's about 11 acres there. It's 4 times as big as Alt Park. And every time that they've allocated funds for it, an emergency came up and those funds went Rob Peter to pay Paul. There's really not been an awful lot done out there in 40 years. We started doing a playground, and our club started building an $80,000 playground. Well, what happened was there's some people here in town that wanted to make it a handicapped playground. And I didn't realize that there's about 80 children here in Marion County that are either in a wheelchair or are challenged in some way. So the more we looked at it, the more we thought that this was an excellent idea. From there, we started to putting the thing together, and I told the city that this was getting too much of a project for us. It was getting to where it was going to cost too much money. We didn't know whether we could raise the money or not. And so they came up with a REAP grant. Now, a REAP grant is from the Gambling of Iowa. This is a 5-year grant. We have an excellent chance of getting this. But in order to file for this grant, we needed a 5-year plan for the park. So we sat down and we designed a project for the next 5 years of different things that we would like to do there. We're involved only in the playground. We're committed for 1 year or whatever it takes to do the playground. So from there, we've put it together, like you say, in phases. So when we raise a little bit of money, we can build part of it. And if we raise all the money, we'll build it all. There's actually 2 playgrounds. One will be from 2 to 5 years old. That will be completely handicapped except for the high end of it is more challenging for other kids. The second part of it will be from 5 to 12 years old. We didn't change it. We left it intact as far as challenge for the kids. But we come back with the third phase and added a ramp section, which is handicap accessible. So that makes the whole playground handicap accessible. The fourth phase, we found out through looking at it that the ramps we put on didn't quite meet the ADA as far as being handicapped. So we added the swings, and that's the fourth phase. There will be about 6 swings there, and 2 of those will actually have seats for to strap the handicapped kids into. So that's where we're at as far as the 4 phases of it.
Sure, and like you said too, with this phase project, you can just continually add as you receive the money at this point. You'll build phase 1, and then you can add on phase 2 when you get enough money for that. So it's just a continuing project.
That's right. We'd like to have it done by next summer. It'd be great if we get enough money into where we could do it this fall, but realistically, we hope to get something up out of the ground where people can see what we're doing, and then as the money comes in, we have about 6 grants that we're applying for over and above the REAP grant. We've talked to some people. We've been invited to get some grants. One of the ways that we're going to try to raise money is we're going to have a brick patio that sets in between the 2 playgrounds, which will have a drinking fountain. And in that patio, we're going to put bricks, and those will be named bricks where people can buy a brick with their grandkids or their kids or even their family in this area. Those bricks are going to cost $150. 2 bricks is $125 each. 3 bricks or more will be $100. Like I say, we can group those in family groupings. That's one way we're going to. We're in hopes to get the PTO involved or some other organizations to sell brick for us. The other thing, when we built All Park Playground, there was always plans to have benches there for the parents and things to sit on. And for some reason, that never happened. And so we're going to sell benches that we'll be able to have for memorials or corporations or families where they can put some writing on it as far as whatever they want to put on there. Those benches are going to be $1,500. We have a plot planned where we can show the individuals exactly where their bench will be, and we hope that maybe we can get maybe 16 benches out there.
Just to wrap things up here, you guys will be at this Sunday with more information there at the Kids Carnival that Helping Hands is putting on at the Knoxville Middle School. You guys will have a lot of information there too about this project and kind of starting things off there.
We have our new brochures, which spells out everything we've talked about here this morning, and we'll be able to ask questions. We've got bulletin boards where we can actually show pictures of the playground and really give you a good look at it.